Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to a Rantpocalypse mini-review for Fear the Walking Dead Season 3, Episode 12, My Brother's Keeper. Just wanted to let you guys know up front, this is our audio from our video reviews that we have over on youtube.com/rantpocalypse. I do one of these video reviews each and every week. Thought it might be cool to throw them up in podcast audio form for any of those Fear the Walking Dead fans that want to only listen to a review and they're on the go. They don't have a whole lot of time. These are pretty quick, pretty succinct, and to the point. So I hope you guys enjoy it. If you want, we would love to hear your thoughts on Fear the Walking Dead or other TV shows. You can email us, rantpocalypse@gmail.com. And it would be extra awesome if you decided to become a patron of ours on patreon.com/rantpocalypse and pledge your support of my mom and I as we do whatever it is that we're trying to do, but we want to bring you guys entertainment and fun and all those good things. So we would love it if you wanted to go over there and take a look at our Patreon page. Now enough talking, on to the review. Let's just get this out of the way up front. Was Jake's death predictable? Yes. Do I care that nearly 99.9999% of us called this death a long time ago? No. While Jake's death may have been a bit easy to foreshadow, the way it went down didn't have any less emotional impact on me. It was an extremely sad moment for us as viewers, but also for Troy. Yes, Troy is a complete out-of-his-mind psycho at this point, but his brother was the only one that looked out for him when he was younger and was likely his only true father figure in his life. When I mentioned the story of Cain and Abel in my predictions video for this episode, I honestly thought Jake's death would have went down a bit differently with more violence coming from Troy directed at Jake. But I think I may have misjudged the character of Troy a little bit. I believe he truly wanted this to be his last gift of sorts to his family, while at the same time allowing his own life to be taken. Troy mentioned that the horde he was directing towards Brokejaw Ranch was a cleansing. And in his messed up mind, I think he believed that is what his father and brother would have wanted had the ranch ever been taken over by those deemed unworthy by the Otto standards. Now, I definitely think Jeremiah would have given him a high five for this, but just like I misread Troy, Troy did the same with his brother. While Jake hated the feeling of Brokejaw Ranch not being how it used to be any longer, he truly wanted the best for not only the people of Brokejaw Ranch, but Walker's people as well. Alicia was right when she mentioned to Jake,
"You're the last good man I know."
Jake may have been considered weak by characters on the show, and he certainly wasn't my favorite character, but characters like him are needed to provide our groups with some sort of moral compass. The only problem for those characters is that they are also typically used to pull at our heartstrings, and this is unfortunately what happened with Jake in this episode. Just like last week's review, I'm going to give you some of my favorite moments from the episode, my overall thoughts, and review score for Fear the Walking Dead Season 3, Episode 12, My Brother's Keeper. If you happen to like the video, maybe hit that like button and subscribe. I absolutely love the way this episode opened, showing Troy out in the wild surviving on his own. I've mentioned before that Troy is one of my favorite characters on the show. The unpredictability and unstableness of his character has been a great addition, and I love the use of the music to illustrate this. The music playing while he killed the rattlesnake, scavenged for food, and buried that old guy that the crows love so much, it had a nice somber tone to it. But then all of a sudden we got these loud bass notes thrown in to give us a subtle hint of danger. This is very similar to Troy. One minute he is calm and collected, the next he is a danger to everyone, including himself. Speaking of subtle things, I thought it was fantastic how the episode was edited to end the opening on Troy with him shooting his gun and the walkers snarling, with the next scene of Nick looking on as the walkers were snarling as well. I love little things like this as it gives the subtle nod that these two characters have a bond with one another. That's why it was so great when Alicia said,
"You like him. You share the same self-destruction."
These two have an odd relationship and share a lot of the same behavioral characteristics, which is why I've enjoyed the character of Troy so much. Not only is he great, but he makes Nick that much more of an interesting character as well.
Open the door, Troy.
I want you to get Jake. Because I want him to see this. It's beautiful.
Can we all just give Daniel Sharman a huge round of applause for his performance as he talked to Nick through the broken glass door? This dude absolutely crushed that scene with Nick. And the award for Best Horde in a Zombie Apocalypse TV Show goes to... Fear the Walking Dead? Not wanting to throw stones, but Fear the Walking Dead just did in one episode what took The Walking Dead 9 episodes to do. If you remember back, the first half of The Walking Dead Season 6 plus Episode 9 gave us the enormous horde of walkers that attacked Alexandria, with each episode giving us different perspectives on the group preparing for this ginormous horde of walkers. Well, Troy said, fuck that. I'm about to eat up you guys and bring a hellaciously large horde of walkers complete with a dust tornado in 2 days and 2 nights, or about 10 minutes of showtime. I'm honestly so glad that they did not drag this out because it made for some extremely badass and extremely intense television viewing as the horde descended upon the inhabitants of Brokejaw Ranch, even going so far as pushing an entire RV over in their destructive path. Through all the chaos and the people stabbing walkers in the face, we freaking lost Coop in the heat of battle, which was super sad, but also very badass, as Alicia tells him. Alicia and Ophelia went absolutely ballistic on that walker horde as Crazy Dog turned into Kratos with the dual-wielding knives in order for the three of them to make it to the supply bunker. It was epic. And I honestly can't figure out how any fan of The Walking Dead or zombies in general could say otherwise. The fans have grumbled and bitched and moaned about how there was such a lack of walkers on Fear the Walking Dead. Well, you can't bitch about that anymore because you got walkers in spades this week. I said last week's episode may have been the best episode of Fear the Walking Dead. Well, I think I may have spoke too soon. I still stand by my score for La Serpiente, but I feel that my Brother's Keeper was slightly more entertaining and definitely more action-packed.
Still ricocheting inside your skull, Nick.
I feel the same way as Nick after watching episode 12. The scene with Jake and Nick confronting Troy as he guided the horde towards Brokejaw Ranch was fantastic. And I know I touched on it some at the opening of this review, but it really was great stuff between these three. The way Troy was ready to give in to Jake killing him, but Jake ultimately not being able to bring himself to killing his brother, to Nick sort of in an accidental way being responsible for another death of an Otto. And of course, the chopping off of Jake's arm was intense and a total oh shit moment. The crazy thing is, what the hell is going to happen when Madison and Walker make it back to the ranch and are armed with the knowledge of Troy's actions? Fear the Walking Dead, Season 3, Episode 12, My Brother's Keeper gets a 4.5 out of 5. Holy crap! What a fantastic episode.